Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz. A former FBI agent will serve 2 years of probation, but a federal judge agreed this afternoon not to send Agent Robert Fitzpatrick to prison for lying in testimony presented in the trial of convicted Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger. Fitzpatrick testified not for the government, but for the defense. WBUR's David Boeri joins us now from federal court. Hi, David.
Hi, Jack.
So first off, Fitzpatrick pleaded guilty earlier this year to perjury and obstruction of justice charges. He was a longtime critic of the FBI, so remind us exactly what he did.
In the 1980s, the beginning of the 80s, he was the number two guy here in Boston. And he said in testimony, later writings, talking to reporters, that he met Bulger, he tried to stop him. He wanted to stop the use of him as a secret FBI informant. He said that Bulger was only trouble. According to Fitzpatrick, his superiors cut him off, and he became the enemy. They kept Bulger on, and we know all the damage that was done. Later, Fitzpatrick wrote a book called Betrayal, Whitey Bulger, the FBI agent who fought to bring him down. So he was seen as a whistleblower, but at Bulger's trial in 2013, Fitzpatrick testified that Bulger said he wasn't an informant. And here the government said Fitzpatrick was lying, he was no whistleblower, and that's why they filed the charges against him.
So Judge Dennis Saylor accepted the plea deal for Fitzpatrick, 2 years probation, no prison time, but he noted he had some reservations. Tell us about this, those reservations and the criticism of this deal.
Saylor didn't say very much after he put the suspense out of the room in the first minute by saying he accepted the deal. Later on, he said he had some reservations. That goes to the nature of what the government was saying, that you cannot have federal law enforcement officials lying on the stand, that that can't be tolerated. A message has to be sent. And yet, Saylor is looking at this message, and the feds have agreed to give Fitzpatrick 2 years probation, no prison time. For Fitzpatrick, who's 76 years old, suffering poor health, he's looking at steep legal costs and perhaps 7 years in prison if he's convicted. This was a good choice. Here is Fitzpatrick's attorney, Robert Goldstein, this afternoon.
Justice was clearly done today. Bob has pled guilty to these offenses, and given that, a sentence of probation is the fair and just sentence, considering all of the different factors that go into that mix. And so I think Judge Saylor absolutely did the right thing today in accepting this agreed-upon recommendation of the parties.
So that raises a lot of criticism of this deal from those who say, look, all this was payback from the Justice Department, that really what they wanted to do was get Fitzpatrick to say, I lied. And that was what was important to them, because they wanted to make sure they took control over what happened here, the narrative of who were the good guys.
So if this is payback, as some have implied, you said, does the government feel like it has accomplished what it wanted out of this case? What did the government want to accomplish here?
Well, the government said it wanted to accomplish sending a message. With this, Fitzpatrick becomes only the second FBI agent who has been prosecuted and sentenced. And this goes down poorly with many here, because they look at all the FBI agents who were involved in taking money from Bulger, in looking the other way to his crimes, putting their heads in the sand, and in some cases, even abetting him in his crimes, including murder.
David, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's WBUR's David Boeri at federal court in Boston.